Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Well, the first round of the 2024 NFL draft is in the books, and apparently it broke some records in terms of sports talk, right?
Dude, I was glued to that thing last night. I'm a nerd.
Apparently it was the most offensive heavy first round in history. I know what that means for sure.
Really? Quarterback after quarterback after quarterback after quarterback going in. The Falcons do something really bizarre, but we'll get into that later.
So I heard there was a little bit of drama with the first pick. Caleb Williams went to Chicago. Was he not supposed to go there? What's going on with Caleb Williams?
He was widely expected to go there. Yeah, he is a kid from USC, and I mean, for months, people said, this is your dude.
Yeah, he's a baller.
So I don't know what that is.
And then people were, the internet says there's drama, and I was like, ooh, T, what is it?
I think the drama might be the Falcons pick. That was the most surprising.
Okay, because I saw that they drafted Kirk Cousins for a lot of money, $180 million, mm-hmm. but then they drafted another quarterback?
Yeah, so let me try to explain. So Kirk Cousins was a free agent up in Minnesota. So the Vikings are like, nah, you're old. We don't really want you anymore. So the Falcons are like, we got nobody down here. Come on here.
I was going to say he was already part of the team because he hit the hammer at the Atlanta United game the other day.
Right. So they bring him into Atlanta and they sign him to a contract. But dude, by football standards, a little on the old side. He's been getting injured a little more now than he used to. So the Falcons, but they're paying him this enormous amount of money. To start for the Falcons this year. So they used their pick on this young kid from Washington that nobody had predicted. Even Kirk Cousins, they said last night, was utterly surprised by the pick. The Falcons called him as they were picking, going, hey, just want to let you know this is for the future. This dude's not taking your position. And even Kirk Cousins was like, this is my welcome to Atlanta.
Right.
Like, yay! We just hired the guy that's going to replace you in a couple of years. So it was really shocking, and nobody thought that this kid would go this high in the draft.
So because this is entertainment buzz, and I don't want to talk sports for the entire 5 minutes,
you know what? Just let Bert and Mo have it.
Come on, give us one.
I'll take a break. You guys go ahead.
That's all I got.
So we've been talking about our hot man fantasies for the last couple of weeks, and because we have the NFL draft, I thought we could do the 2024 hot man fantasy draft.
Yes!
Only the one way you could disappoint Mo and
That's
I.
That's it. That was only one.
When it comes to the draft,
we
that was it.
Been happy with anything else.
I was so excited.
You guys got 2 minutes and 15 seconds of just pure sports talk and me going, good.
Yes.
Let us have the other 2.5 minutes of just hot man talk. So I figure we could create a Burt Show roster of the hottest men in Hollywood, and we could follow them for the next year and see how well we do in terms of picking the right hot guys.
You mean in the NFL, like an NFL draft?
No.
You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah. We're going to Hollywood.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
NFL.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah,
I've created a score sheet that at the end of the year I will tally up to see how well we've done. So I will give us 5 points for every project that these actors are in, minus 5 points for every scandal, 5 points for any shirtless posts on social media, 5 points for any posts on their social media with their friends and or family, bonus points if it's their mom, minus 5 for any selfies, and minus 100 if they get canceled.
I love this.
All right.
What was that last one?
Minus 100 if they get canceled.
So, I thought you said cancer, and I was like,
No, canceled. You know, if they're like,
nice. Things are dark all of a sudden. Proving that I'm not homophobic, I would like in on this.
Okay. Then we are all going to create a top five. So here are the rules. I'm going to present to you about 20 different guys, and I will show you photos of them. You can choose to draft them, but once you draft them, you can't undraft them. Okay. So know that we probably have about 25 guys to maybe get through in this next 1 minute.
Can I trade my pick for like my highest pick for two lesser picks in the round like they do in the NFL?
Stop making it
that
complicated.
That would be fine.
This is why we don't invite men to things.
Making it too complicated. All right, so we're going to start off strong with everybody's favorite, Henry Cavill from The Witcher.
That's a good looking man right there.
Is are we doing it as a show or individually?
Would we rather do it as a show, or do we want to have our own team?
I think we're going to have to think about this one for a minute and then come back with some real rules about it.
This because, has legs. Yeah, we want to do this right.
Okay. For sure, because what we would do is we would have a whole bunch of different dudes that we all know about, and then we would select who's going in what order and then select our good-looking dude.
Oh, so how do we choose the picking order now?
We're
Tommy
have to do that
does.
Okay,
randomly.
Tommy, we'll have to figure it out. Okay, so we'll do that. I have my score sheet ready for things you need to be thinking of when you pick this guy. So you need to pick somebody who's going to be in some projects in the next couple of years.
Got it.
Somebody who's not going to get canceled, preferably someone who loves their mama, because I'm going to give you bonus points.
Yep. All right, so we need a roster of 20 guys that we all can see in front of us before we make our picks.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I've got your roster, and I'll tell you in 30 seconds. All right, we will continue the NFL Hot Man Draft coming up next on your next Entertainment Buzz in The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.